food crisis grips the triangle of death in Africa. Death threats take their toll on a ministry team in Turkey, and an outreach group changes its name to reflect purpose. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations is calling famine-riddled parts of Somalia, Ethiopia, and northern Kenya the Triangle of Death. Food for the Hungry Shep Owen says a response in Somalia is tougher to muster because of Al-Shabaab, the terrorist group in charge.
Our team had asked us as well if we were contemplating opening programs in Somalia again, and I indicated that unless you're a really massive organization that can provide security, it's a very perilous place to try to implement programs.
However, Al-Shabaab has allowed some foreign aid in.
We're trying to work through the very few partners that we know about who are on the ground. One of them is World Relief, and so we're trying to build up the capacity that they have to respond inside of Somalia.
Pray for their staff. These are kingdom-building moments.
Jesus would ask us to be right there with the widows and the orphans, those who are hungry, and this is doing what the Lord would have us do, and through God's sovereign grace, we trust that His will be seen and done.
There's much more in this story online. We also have links to ways you can help. Next, an update on the threats to kill ION Network's director in Turkey. Police in Turkey have usually been slow in bringing justice to persecution cases, but this recent assassination plot has led to several arrests of Ergenekon members, a group bent on embarrassing the government and threatening its citizens and the church. Rody Rodehaver says the director is under protection.
Our staff person continues to have a bodyguard, as well as there is other types of surveillance that the police are using to protect both him and his family.
While the danger won't stop ION Network's ministry of the gospel, it has taken an emotional toll.
You always have to ask the question, what will happen if? And I think that makes doing ministry, being a Christian, it puts an extra edge on everything you do. And they will continue to do their ministry, but the emotional impact of this is can't be denied.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The malnutrition crisis in street orphans of Peru is being fought by food donations from Buckner International. They were recently able to send two food shipments valued at $93,000. The shipment fed over 15,000 orphans and struggling families. With the feeding of the body, Buckner International feeds the soul with God's love. They have Christian adult role models in Peru mentoring at-risk children and sharing the gospel. Pray that more kids in Peru come to know Christ. Meanwhile, so what's in a name? Maybe more than you think. The International Ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ found that 20% of the people interested in the gospel are less interested when they hear the group's name. After years of praying, the ministry is officially changing its name to CRU, C-R-U, to more effectively spread the gospel. The name change applies only to the U.S. and not to ministry extensions like Jesus Film Project. There's more info at our website. And seeing the Great Commission completed in our lifetime is possible, but it'll take people to do the work. It can't be done without them. Mission Aviation Fellowship is an integral part of helping complete the Great Commission, and they too need people. Manager of Recruiting for MAF USA, Ron Hilbrand, says,
probably our greatest needs are in the aviation area. Presently, we probably are looking for anywhere from 15 to 20 pilot mechanics every year to expand some of our existing programs or to just cover other areas where we might lose someone here and there.
While these people help accomplish their mission, teachers help keep them on the job. Hilbrand says,
we kind of hold teachers in very high regard on the mission field. If your kids are struggling academically or if there's problems that you're having because of educational things, it can bring people home from the field.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. Along with it, you'll also receive a DVD showing next generation church leaders in action. To get your free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.